Hi, this is Roberto and Cheryl Sabas reading 1 Kings 19, 1 through 18. King Ahab told his wife Jezebel all that Elijah had done, how he had killed all Baal's prophets with the sword. Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah with this message: "May the gods do whatever they want to me, if by this time tomorrow I haven't made your life like the life of one of them."
Elijah was terrified. He got up and ran for his life. He arrived at Beersheba in Judah and left his assistant there. He himself went farther on into the desert a day's journey. He finally sat down under a solitary broom bush. He longed for his own death. "It's more than enough, Lord. Take my life, because I'm no better than my ancestors." He lay down and slept under the solitary broom bush.
Then suddenly, a messenger tapped him and said to him, "Get up, eat something." Elijah opened his eyes and saw flatbread baked on glowing coals and a jar of water right by his head. He ate and drank and then went back to sleep. The Lord's messenger returned a second time and tapped him. "Get up," the messenger said, "eat something, because you have a difficult road ahead of you." Elijah got up, ate and drank, and went refreshed by that food for 40 days and nights, until he arrived at Horeb, God's mountain. There he went into a cave and spent the night. The Lord's word came to him and said, "Why are you here, Elijah?"
Elijah replied, "I've been very passionate for the Lord God of heavenly forces because the Israelites have abandoned your covenant. They've torn down your altars and they've murdered your prophets with the sword, and I'm the only one left. And now they want to take my life too."
The Lord said, "Go out and stand at the mountain before the Lord. The Lord is passing by." A very strong wind tore through the mountains and broke apart the stones before the Lord. But the Lord wasn't in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord wasn't in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord wasn't in the fire. After the fire, there was a sound, thin, quiet. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his coat. He went out and stood at the cave's entrance. A voice came to him and said, "Why are you here, Elijah?"
He said, "I've been very passionate for the Lord God of heavenly forces because the Israelites have abandoned your covenant. They've torn down your altars and they've murdered your prophets with the sword. I'm the only one left, and now they want to take my life too."
The Lord said to him, "Go back through the desert to Damascus and anoint Hazael as king of Aram. Also anoint Jehu, Nimshi's son, as king of Israel, and anoint Elisha from Abel-Meholah, Shaphat's son, to succeed you as prophet. Whoever escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu will kill. Whoever escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha will kill. But I have preserved those who remain in Israel, totaling 7,000, all those whose knees haven't bowed down to Baal and whose mouths haven't kissed him."